This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. You know how everyone says there's never been a political year like 2016? Well, maybe. Then again, maybe they didn't live through the Texas gubernatorial race of 1990. Does anyone remember the phrase Clady and the Lady? Clady would be Clayton Williams. The lady, a certain Ann Richards. And the history of what happened could offer a rare clue from real-life politics as we try to imagine the general election of 2016. You know, the one that's unprecedented and all that. Lauren Fox writes for Talking Points Memo, and as far as we can tell, she's among the first to explore this connection between a Clinton-Trump race and the Texas gubernatorial race 26 years ago. Lauren, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's talk a little bit about how this came across your radar. Some of the people that you've spoken with include Ann Richards' daughter, right?
Yes. So I was always interested in this gubernatorial race. I had read a book a few years ago about it and was always sort of interested just in how we as women and as watching women politicians running, sort of how they grapple with running against men when, you know, some of the men tend to be a little bit more misogynistic, or they have certain histories with women, or they say things about women's issues that might be sort of explosive on the campaign trail. Uh-huh. And I just was really interested as I sort of started seeing Donald Trump pivoting toward his attacks on Hillary Clinton, especially when he said that she was playing the, quote, woman's card,
right.
Sort of what that, whether or not there was sort of a background for that. And immediately I sort of thought about that race between Ann Richards and Clayton Williams.
I suppose we should set that stage up. Clayton Williams, as I recall, he was, what, an oil tycoon and a rancher, and he talked about women in ways that were certainly not PC.
Right. I mean, he said on the campaign trail at one point, it came out that when he was a younger man, he had paid for prostitution. And he said, well, you know, that's just part of growing up in West Texas. He was sort of classified as a bubba, sort of a womanizer. Just his attitude toward women was just very casual, very demeaning at times. And of course, his sort of famous quote related to rape, he compared it to weather and said, you know, if it looks like it's inevitable, just relax and enjoy it. And of course, that turned a lot of women voters off. There's one moment where he wouldn't shake her hand. Instead, he called her a liar. And then eventually that sort of helped Ann Richards win some crossover support, even from Republican women.
How did a guy like Clayton Williams end up at the top of the Republican ticket for governor?
Well, you know, it was an open race. It was very exciting. There was a very contentious Republican primary, and he had a lot of money. He independently funded his campaign, which sounds a little bit familiar.
Yes,
in
it does.
Presidential politics. Mm-hmm. He was a little bit light on policy, maybe a lot light on policy, but the way he sort of just connected with voters really resonated, and people couldn't really even explain at the time why he was resonating, but he was.
But a lot of the issues here that Hillary Clinton is going to face in the general election seem like there's a lot of resonance with what Ann Richards was facing. I mean, how much do you push back against the misogyny and the sexism and that sort of casual dismissal of women? A lot of women in politics feel like they're crossing into dangerous territory. I don't know how else to put it.
I talked with Senator Claire McCaskill about this, and she said that, you know, when she was in the state legislature, she sometimes looks back and is frustrated that she didn't speak out more, that sometimes she would, like, let things that men said to her on the campaign trail or when she was in the state legislature just sort of roll off with a laugh. And that's sort of this difficult balance, right? You know, Hillary Clinton has to be firm. She has to look like a leader. But on the other hand, you know, how does she combat Donald Trump's words with a little bit of a sense of humor, so it sort of helps likability? And unfortunately, women tend to have to worry more about likability on the campaign trail than men do. You know, I think that male voters especially want women to fulfill sort of a certain ideal, which is, you know, nice, happy, go lucky, and women politicians can't be perceived as grumpy or too serious. And that's sort of why I think Ann Richards had so much success, not just because she was smart and she had experience, but she was quick. I mean, she was funny, and she would sort of have these one-liners, you know, that 1988 Democratic Convention speech where she is, you know, making fun of George H.W. Bush was, you know, born with a silver foot in his mouth.
Right.
I think, you know, just little comments like that, it really sort of propelled her. And the lawmakers that I spoke with were complimentary that Clinton has sort of become a little bit more humorous. When Donald Trump made the comment about the woman's card, you know, her campaign came out with Hillary Clinton women's cards.
Right, little cards, right.
You know, so it's like they sort of are trying to take this and make it fun, but also make it work in their favor. And I think it's just such a difficult balance.
Lauren Fox writes for Talking Points Memo, and she has written about this very issue of how the gubernatorial race in Texas during 1990 compares to what we may be looking at in the general election in 2016. Lauren, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.